This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Junkie sports page now. Let's hit the Caps in action. He had a big Lakers game last night.
Yeah.
By the way, Diana Taurasi retiring.
Mo from Largo hit me to the point, and I think he's right. I could have used the BMW app on my phone, I think, to unlock my car.
Oh, really?
And I have that app, and I have registered it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even occur to me.
Mar brought up a great point. He says some Uber drivers, you can do this. You can order the Uber at your house. Tell them to put the key in your mailbox and have him pick up the key from your house and drive it straight
to you. I've never heard of
that.
That's actually a great bit.
And I've never heard that before.
That's a great service.
Mar blew my mind.
Hmm. That is mind-blowing.
And then you just maybe tip them a little extra.
Oh, you definitely light them up for that. Yeah.
Wow. Long. That's a great tip. You got to trust the Uber driver.
Yeah, you have to trust him, because what if the Uber driver
just picks up your key
picks
and rolls
up the key
out
and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it." And
right.
Then, like, 3 days
it, wasn't there. Next thing you know, he's got a new Beamer.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I appreciate it.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. I mean, bum rush you, but there were some options there other than the stupid tact I took.
Well, hopefully today's a better day for you.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
Yeah. Well, the weather's going to be nice. It felt like almost 70 yesterday. I know it didn't get to 70, but man, it felt good.
It didn't really until about 2 o'clock.
I think today is going to feel like 70. Because
it was cloudy for a lot of it.
Right, it was cloudy, and then it got... But I think today is going to be mostly sunny, if not 100% sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it was a good day for Ovi last night. Not good day for the Caps. Caps lose 3-1 to Calgary at home. I watched the first period. That first goal that Calgary scored... I know they had to review. It
should have been disallowed.
Because it looked like he kicked it.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Alan May talking about it. He's like, it's kind of a close call, but it looked like an intentional kick.
Yeah.
And look, you can have a puck bounce off of your leg or your skate and go into the net, and that's okay.
That's fine. But as long as
there's not an intentional kicking motion.
Right.
I'm sorry, but when you lift your skate blade off of the ice and then your leg makes a motion towards the net.
Like you're kicking it.
Hits the puck, and then the puck goes into the net. It seems like an intentional kick to me, but the referees disagreed.
They disagreed.
They said, and they watched that on replay and everything?
Well, they reviewed it. They reviewed it.
And Carbs looked pissed.
Of course he was pissed.
He motioned to his eyes. Did you see him go to his eyes when he was talking to the ref?
We'll talk to him about it at 7. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was not pleased with the decision.
Now, look, the Flames ended up scoring another goal in the first, mm-hmm. so it was 2-0 going into the first period or first intermission, but... I did question
that.
It's
a classic letdown spot after scoring 15 goals in the last two games. It's their first regulation loss at home since November 23rd.
Wow.
This team's they've been
on fire.
Like, you're not going to win every game. And I know the Carbs is, you know, he's not going to like taking an L, but sometimes you take L's and you just have to process it and move on to the Blues are next and hope you get 2 points against them.
Coach Carberry joins us at 7 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. I was watching late, and Alan May and Joe B were talking about it, that in some of the statistical categories, the Capitals were dominating. It's just one of those games where they weren't scoring.
Right.
They outshot them 27-25. And what I also see is Calgary, the one category which they won by a lot was block shots. They were blocking a lot of shots.
Almost 30.
29-15 was the difference in block shots. Mm-hmm. So Washington just didn't put it into the net. Although Ovi's goal, pretty incredible, man. There wasn't much space at all.
He's a sniper. Angle. I mean, he's the greatest goal scorer of all time.
I mean, short side is unbelievable.
Yeah. So that was the bright spot.
Quick.
So give me the numbers now for Ovi.
Well, 12
to go. 883. 12 to break. 11 to tie.
Okay.
So we're updated. We're fully updated on the goal tracker. Man. We're good.
So he's just on fire.
I'm trying to thread
the needle
that
this was possible.
And figure out where he's going to score
by getting tickets.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just hard to figure out when it's going to happen.
Of course,
So does it coincide? So the NHL, I guess, announced that some of those games are now going to be national broadcast.
Correct.
And our guy, like Joe B, is not going to be on the call.
Which is mega tilting to a lot of Caps fans.
Right.
That they would take.
Which games
Joe
are they talking
B
about?
And Locker.
Does it coincide with your 0.7 goals per game?
Actually, it doesn't. One of them might. I can pull it up and figure out the.
Is it before or after? Like, your projection, we kind of had like a three-game projection where we thought if he kept up this pace.
Here are the three games that have been altered as far as the national TV broadcast schedule. March 27th at Minnesota.
All right. Right.
So that game will be on ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Monumental 2.
Thursday night game.
April 12th at Columbus.
Yep.
12:30.
That's the ABC game.
That's a Saturday game. Like that, I'm considering making a road trip if.
To Columbus?
To go to Columbus and catch a game if he's tied,
dare I say
record
this?
Breaker.
I saw Finley interview some guy. He was an NHL insider yesterday, and he asked him. He said, "Can you pinpoint a week or a two or three game stretch?"
Yeah.
And he said that Columbus, they played Columbus back to back on the 12th and 13th. He said that's a good bet right there.
Does that coincide with what you suggested?
My three-game stretch, where my usually faulty math, it's almost always faulty.
I know yours was earlier than that.
Mine were April 1 at Boston.
Oh, April, a little later.
April 2
at Carolina.
April 4th at home to Chicago.
Yeah.
That lines up with his 0.7 goals per game average that he's on.
Right, and you never know how that'll play out.
Which ticked up again yesterday. With his goal.
Dare I say,
what if he just goes on a roll and he's, you know, March 20th against Philly, he's tied.
It's possible.
Is that in Philly or is
that
here?
No, it's here.
Okay.
Should we volunteer? Not volunteer. Obviously, get paid to do an alt cast for one of those games down the stretch. Try to thread the needle.
I mean, we could try.
Should we?
We could throw it out there. I guess
make a little extra dough. I mean, sit there and talk to PK Subban.
Sure, fist bump a little bit.
Yeah,
cheer on Ovi.
Eat some pizza.
Yeah,
get a lace delice cake.
Get some caps. Swag.
Should we do one right like around? Because like that's when people will be into it.
Well, you are originally scheduled to do four of them.
Well, do we have dates for the other
next
jet?
One we're scheduled to do is March 7th.
Yeah,
at that's home the Red Wings.
But the last one isn't dated yet, right?
Yeah,
it was supposed to be Wizards, but. I don't know what their programming schedule looks like.
Hmm.
Well, if he wants it, maybe we should do Caps. Lock in. Caps are just so much more relevant.
Definitely hotter.
You know?
What happens if the Caps are playing during the Masters Sunday afternoon?
Oh, I can't do that.
You'd watch
the Masters over 895?
Yeah. I would not. I would never, actually.
That's crazy. You want me to be honest or you want me to lie?
Crazy.
You want me to be honest or you want me to lie? What I would probably do would have me have it on my computer.
Yeah, watch both.
You know what I mean?
So that would be.
But on my big silly, I'm going to have the golf.
That would be April 12th or 13th, right?
Yeah.
That's Masters weekend? Or is it the weekend before?
That's Masters weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's when they play Columbus.
I think he's going to do it before.
So they play Columbus in the back to backers the same weekend as the Masters.
Yeah. I think he's going to do it long before April 12th or 13th.
I'm with you.
Unless he just goes ice cold.
The way he's scoring, I would agree.
The Masters is like greater than the births of my children. Like those days are more sacred.
That's a weird take.
No, like the actual days my children were born were bigger.
Yeah.
But celebrating the birthday 20 years later, not as great as watching the Masters.
All right, Eric, I'm all over it. April 13th is a Sunday.
Yeah.
6 p.m. game. That's right when they're like on the 17th hole.
I mean, there's no way.
The second nine.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to have on the big screen. Listen, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? You want me to, you know, it's like you want me to, like,
it was possible
change
to watch
my
both.
Sexuality or something? I mean, you want me to change my who I am as a human? The Masters is sacred.
It's his
to me.
Bit.
It's my favorite week of the year. Nothing's
okay,
greater.
But if it's Keegan Bradley and Shane Lowry.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
First of all,
it never is.
What about Potgeiter or whatever his name is?
Potgeiter.
He wouldn't be in it. He's not in it. Not come on.
Like, what if it's Brian Campbell?
It won't be. The guy, Mike Maher hits it further. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sorry.
What if it's Scheffler, Rory tied on the 18th tee box?
I might not even turn my computer on.
So Washington loses 3-1, but Ovi scores. So
I can't lie.
We'll talk to Carbs today.
Yes,
about that whole situation.
7 a.m.
The big NBA game last night was the Lakers playing the Mavs after the Luka Davis trade, and no surprise, the Lakers at home beat the Mavs 107-99. Trip dub for Luka.
I was
didn't shoot particularly well. Early in the game, though, he hit a three, which they took away because I guess his foot was on the line. Now they go to replay, even if it's like 5 minutes after.
Uh-huh.
It looked like he was going to have a big scoring night, but look, he rebounds the ball. Really good passer. They've got three ball handlers now in Austin Reeves, LeBron James, and Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
It's just going to be tough when they play some of the bigger teams.
Yeah, well. This isn't a surprise because the Mavs clearly aren't 100% because Davis is out. And also
Gafford and Lively.
Gafford and Lively. So all our big guys are out.
He's basically had one big scoring game since he's been with the Lakers. And that was against Denver.
Yeah.
Which was a big win, by the way. I'm telling you.
But he's got Reeves who can score. Obviously LeBron who had 27 last night. So he's got other options. He's just dishing it. And he had 12 dimes last night.
He said he didn't sleep, which I got to believe affects your play on the court.
Mm-hmm.
But he still kind of dominated.
The Lakers,
when you look at it overall.
Since the trade, the Lakers are 7-2. They've moved up. I believe they're into the 4 seed. Dallas is slipping. They're down to the 9 seed right now. I think they're 2.5 or 3 games up of being out, whoever that last team in would be in the West. I'd have to look at the standings. But they're slipping, clearly, because of these injuries. But the fact that the Lakers lost to Charlotte blows me away. And that was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. Or so. Charlotte in the last three, we'll call it 4 games. All right. They lost to the Warriors last night by, let me just do the math here. They lost by 36 last night. They lost to the Sacramento Kings before that by 42. Okay.
They're trying to catch the whiz in the bottom of the standings.
They lost to a horrible Trailblazers team before that by 53. Okay. They lost to the Denver Nuggets by, not too horrible, 14. All right, so their last 4 losses, 14, 53, 42, and what was last night? 36. But they beat the Lakers in L.A.
Wiz have a 4-game lead on them, though, for worst record. 10-47.
This is typical of the NBA.
To 14-43.
And yes, I did bet on the Lakers that night.
Therein lies the bitterness.
Trying to see what happened in that game. I just got to believe it was just a bad shooting night for the Lakers.
Well, who knows? I mean, doesn't matter. You can't lose to the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, Luka was 5-for-18 in that game. He's been struggling. I mean, shooting the long ball.
They scored 97 points in that loss. Mm. I mean, when do NBA teams score just 97 points?
No. Did you see the score of the Suns game last night against the Grizzlies?
299 points. Kind of crazy.
151-148. That was overtime, but still, there was a ton of points in regulation.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so speaking of teams that are scoring, the Nats in their third spring training game scored 14 more runs against the Marlins. So they've scored 31 runs in their first
What is going
three.
On? They got all the spring double training. A guys pitching.
I mean, it's spring training, I get it. But and everyone scores in spring training. But I think it's interesting that they've scored 31 runs in the first three games.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Nats re-signed Kyle Finnegan, their closer, to a one-year deal. I think it's $6 million.
All right, so that's one spot.
He's got to be like the second or third highest paid player on the team at this point, making $6 million.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Any of the sillies part of that big
14 runs?
Yeah, let me see. Dylan Cruz won one for two.
Yeah, he scored a couple runs.
Josh Bell won for three.
James Wood's still not playing. I think he's got tendonitis, so he hasn't played yet. Let's see, Jacob Young hit a bomb. Hassel hit a bomb. I think Hassel's hit two so far.
They have any of the other sillies like that haven't made their major league debut in spring training?
Well, Hassel. Robert Hassel.
Yeah, but they have other guys like
that are playing on the spring training team.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I don't even know if they're on the roster.
The only one I see here right now is Hassel. Oh, Brady House.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Where is him? I couldn't pull
Brady House.
His name. He didn't play.
Yeah, he played last night.
He did?
Or yesterday, yeah.
Where else?
One for two, RBI, hit a homer.
Oh, yeah, there you go, B-House. Okay, yeah.
I think he hit a homer.
Yeah, looks like it.
So, yeah, so they're scoring some runs.
Oh, no, it says no home run. He just had a hit.
Oh, yeah, an RBI.
Scored an RBI.
I'm sorry.
Look at Mike Rizzo, by the way, saving about $2 million by non-tendering Finnegan in December and then re-signing him.
For like because, $2 million less?
Yeah, because if he got to arbitration, he was expected to make like $8 million. Mike gets it for six.
Wow.
He probably gets a little bonus from the learners for saving the $2 million.
Probably not.
He might get a little something.
I was looking at this top 100 list of baseball prospects 2025. This is on MLB.com.
Yeah.
Right now, the highest rated national. All right, you got Dylan Cruz, number four. But he's going to be in the big league. You got to go all the way down to number 70, I believe.
Which is?
Travis Sikora, pitcher, A-ball.
So they don't even.
Well, all their top prospects are, well, at least two of them are on the big squad.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't have Brady House. He wouldn't qualify for that list? Or he should.
Unless I skipped over him. I didn't
see him. He should. He hasn't made his major league debut yet.
That is true.
He must not be in the top 70.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how these young guys play this year. But they've scored a bunch of runs in the first three games. All right. College hoops last night. Duke destroys Miami. Miami is just awful. They'll have a new head coach next year. They're 6-22, 2-15 in the ACC. Duke wins by 37. Georgia beats Florida last night by 5. Georgia's a bubble team. They're 17-11. Not a great conference record, but that's a big win for them. They beat Florida at home. Tennessee wins at LSU. Bama destroyed Mississippi State. Watch some of this game. They were just shooting the lights out in the first half. Outscored Mississippi State 53-27. Iowa State, bad loss to Oklahoma State. that's a bad loss. Oklahoma State's not very good. Missouri and Wisconsin also won. Louisville beat Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech 12-16, 7-10 in the conference, not good. So tonight, also, by the way, VCU won at Richmond last night. So VCU is 23-5, 13-2 in the conference. Tonight, a big one over in College Park. Izzo's in town.
That's right.
I believe this is a 6:30 tip.
It is 6:30.
So, and that game is that on Big Ten Network? Yeah, I believe.
I think it is Big Ten Network. Yeah.
So that's a 6:30 tip. Michigan State and Maryland. Michigan State is ranked 8. Maryland is ranked 16. State has two more wins in the conference than the Terps. So this is a big one for them. Also, locally, Georgetown is at UConn. Georgetown, some bad news. Their stud center, Sorber, is out for the year. Thomas Sorber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's out for the year, but that's a 6:30 game on FS1. Also, AU is going to play Navy at home tonight. George Mason is at home against Fordham, and GW is out at Loyola of Chicago. So you got some of the locals, at least four of the locals playing tonight.
Valdez hipped us to Crab 5, the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen it a little more online. It's just gaining, viral.
It's gaining steam, as Valdez would like to say.
I kind of like it. I mean, they don't necessarily look like a bunch of crab lovers, but I kind of like it. I like it. It's unique-ish.
I'm guessing Juju Reese and Derek Queen love crabs. They're Baltimore kids.
Okay.
Raised around it.
I'm sure they do.
I love crab meat. I don't love crabs. I can't sit and pick crabs.
I'm the anti Valdez. I can't sit all day at a crab.
Oh, he could sit for 6 hours.
Oh,
and
yeah, he's in for the long haul. Mm.
My wife and I will go, and she'll pick the crabs for me, and just shove the meat towards me.
Valdez should go into the Crab Hall of Fame. He should have a bus there.
Last but not Thank least, you. Diana Taurasi, the leading scorer in WNBA history, and was voted greatest of all time by the league's fans, announced her retirement yesterday after 20 years. She says she's mentally and physically, she's just full, and that's probably the best way I can describe it. I'm full and I'm happy.
She's 40. Got 6 gold medals.
Yeah.
I mean, great. We talked about this at the time. It's just incredible. Yeah.
She won 3 WNBA titles. I don't know how many national championships she won. She was at UConn.
3.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
So 3 WNBA.
Her trophy case is full.
3 national championships and 20 years in the league, and she announced her retirement. So unbelievable career for Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, when you go to like a site like Wikipedia on the right side for athletes has kind of all their career highlights mm-hmm. and awards.
Yeah.
And usually it's a rectangular box.
Sure. Hers is long.
Hers is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
11 times WNBA wow. All-Star.
I'll be honest. I'm pretty sure I've never watched her play.
Two-time WNBA Finals MVP.
I mean, maybe I watched by like a walk by a highlight at some point. But I've never sat down and said, I'm going to watch Diana Taurasi play basketball
right,
today.
Right, but if she walked into the studio, you'd know who she was.
Probably. I would know who she is.
Okay.
I've still never seen her play a full game of basketball.
Well, a full game, but you have to have seen some clips.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what position she played?
No.
You don't know if she was like a big woman or a point guard?
I think she's tall, but I don't know how tall. I would guess she's
she's 6'2".
I don't know.
I don't think she's that tall.
I'm going to say 6 foot.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if she's a guard. Forward.
She's a guard.
Yeah, I don't
Drabby,
know.
Can you check that her height?
I didn't think
me?
She was that tall.
6 foot.
That makes sense. I mean, 6 foot tall for a girl.
Yeah, very tall.
I mean, she's taller than all of you.
Trust me, I know.
Hey, I'm shrinking. I'm going the other way.
I saw a smile.
Hey, I made myself laugh.
I saw a smile.
All right, got to take
him
a break.
Laugh, but he can make himself laugh.
Spencer Carberry joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll talk some Caps. But coming up next, what did the Commanders GM Adam Peters say about their plans in the upcoming draft and free agency yesterday at the NFL Combine?